Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Today's gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all of these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, where will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of the birth pangs." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
May we pray. Oh God, we ask you to speak to us through us. In all that we have heard and sung today, may we know that you are in this very place, that you are in the midst of us. We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Starting with the right-hand side, what are you thankful for?
Family.
Family.
Friends.
Friends. Thank you, dear. What are you thankful for? The church. What are you thankful for, right side?
Health.
Health. Hmm.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Church family.
Jesus.
What are you thankful for?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Health such that it is.
Health such as it is.
Many things to name.
Many things. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries. And anniversaries.
Family.
Yes. When coyotes attack and there are those who intercede for us, who help us, who pray for us.
Life.
Life.
Friends.
Friends.
God's grace.
God's grace. Again?
Diane.
I think that name's in the Bible somewhere.
Freedoms.
Freedoms.
Grace, love, and the mercy of God.
Grace, love, mercy of God. Okay, that's the right-hand side. Left-hand side.
I'm thankful for this church.
Thankful for the church.
Family.
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 Compassion. Hope.
Those who care.
Those who care. I think I heard someone say mama. We're thankful for mama. That's a good one. I beat them all. I think that's the top of the list. What are you thankful for?
His grace, mercy, and faithfulness.
Amen. His grace, mercy, faithfulness.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
The love of God, which nothing can come between us and His love. Nothing.
Up above.
Healthy grandbabies.
Healthy grandbabies.
Amen.
Parents who are in from Dothan, Alabama. Thankful for that.
Prayer, this church.
Prayer.
Music.
Music. Choir, what are you thankful for?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Now we're getting real. You woke up this morning.
Children.
Friends.
My children, grandchildren, and this choir, and the bells, and my Sunday school class that puts up with me every Sunday.
Yes.
Joy.
Love.
Mercy.
All the little daily struggles we struggle with, and the Lord helps us through day by day.
Salvation. Freedom.
Freedom.
I'm thankful for Circle 2, but I just wish this wasn't here today so we could see.
Anyone else? What are you thankful for?
Forgiveness.
Hope.
Randall, I'm thankful for you.
Well, you're very kind.
Amen.
Checks in the mail. I told Charlie, he said, Hon and I may be here for a while. I said, Charlie, you take as much time as you need to get Hannah well and to get her back home and you all to get repositioned here in the church. You're not going anywhere. Your chair is saved and there will always be a place for you when you all return. David Autry said that when he was in the hospital, Charlie and Hannah were the first to see him. When I was in the hospital, Charlie and Hannah were the first to see me. I wish there was some way that you and I could go to Denver. Amen. I wish there was some way that we could walk in that room and say, Guten Tag, Fräulein. Wie geht es Ihnen heute? I believe that would put a smile on her face. We are very thankful today for the word that says to us that there is only one that is eternal. When it comes to what we can place our faith and trust in that will always be with us to the end of the age, it is God. There are many things in this world that we may think are eternal. Many of us grew up working at a job that we believed would be forever. A plant, a business, something that would just keep going on and on and on and on because it always has. I mean, it always has. Do you know what a shock it was for me to hear that Sears is going out of business? Do you know what I was dressed in as a little boy? Do you know where I got my shoes? Do you know what refrigerator kept our milk cold? Do you know where our furniture came from? Do you know where our carpet came from? Sears, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Do you remember Woolworths? Do you remember shopping at Woolworths? Do you remember eating at Woolworths? Institutions that we believed would be here forever and ever and ever. Many are not. Many are not. The disciples were attracted by a building that they were in awe of, and that was the temple. And Jesus wanted them to know that even the temple one day would not be here. That one symbol that presents the God who saved them out of Egypt one day would not be here. That the big stones and all of its glory and all that it looked like that took so many years to build, one day would not be together. It would be in rubble. Which means when things aren't present that we have been dependent upon, that means we have to redefine our life and how we go about living, such as now that the temple will be destroyed, what will the high priest do? I'm getting reverb, am I? Where will he go to give sacrifice? Where will the Holy of Holies be? It will not be in existence. Therefore, one has to define what one will do. That happens in our world when things disappear that we have been dependent upon and should be, but one day isn't. What do we do next? Am I doing this? I'm sorry, Chuck. Is it me? Do I have it too high? Am I good? I'm sorry. When things that you and I depend upon are no more, all of a sudden we have to reevaluate where we are and sometimes who we are. And remember who is with us always. Jesus said that when things begin to happen in this world and things begin to fall apart, Jesus always says the same thing, doesn't he? Fear not. You know, whenever we read John 14, I don't ever know if we actually get the full impact of when it says, be not dismayed. Don't fear. Because we haven't read chapter 13 of John's Gospel before we get to John 14, where it says, trust me, I'll see you through. In John 13, Jesus talks about life and how it's going to feel like it's falling apart, and we're not going to know what to do because things that seem to be forever isn't going to be forever. And we're going to wonder what's going to happen to us. Is there ever a time that California doesn't burn? Is there ever a time when there's not a flood, a famine, a hurricane, a tornado? What has happened in mine and your life that we thought would never, ever happen? And we've had to reorient ourselves. We've had to reinterpret ourselves. But what is one constant thing that has enabled us to do this? Has that not been God? Amen. Jesus said that when things are difficult, to interpret them as such as birth pains. Now, I being male, am having a hard time doing that. But I could probably talk to many of you females who have had a baby, and I could ask you, what is it like to have birth pangs? I asked that question at 9 o'clock and I got some responses. Hurt, pain, sometimes fear, anxiety, wondering if things will be all right. Will it be a natural birth or will they rush me in for C-section? Will my baby be all right? All of those things we think. But Jesus says to us, before rebirth can happen, death must happen. Without death, rebirth cannot occur. Therefore, Jesus says, when you and I see this world falling apart and dying, don't think that that has the last word. It's becoming into the stage of rebirth. Sometimes we may not always see the struggle of our world as birth pains. Sometimes we see it as death pains. We think that it is the end. But brothers and sisters, the very one that we call Alpha is also the one we call Omega. The beginning and the end. And Jesus says that he holds the keys of life and death. And if I recall his words, he said, there is one thing that shall never die, that the gates of hell shall never prevail against, and that is the church.
Amen.
Who is the church? You and me. You and I will never be defeated when we close our lives for the last time. It will not be the last time. Are we not thankful for that as well? May we pray. So many things, O Lord, that we think are sturdy. So many things that we may be tempted to believe are eternal. And yet, O Lord, we experience that they are not. Jobs, marriages, friends, spouses, church buildings, offices, towns, villages, fields, all that which we many times put all of our trust in. When they are gone, it enables us to look again and to see if we are placing our trust in the right one. We pray today, O Lord, that we might trust all that we believe in the one that we believe in more. For you, O Lord, you are greater. For you, O Lord, you are higher. May that be the rock that we always stand on, that will see us through. For soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for allowing us to worship with you on this Lord's Day. We look forward to worshiping with you again. God bless you.